A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the vending crisis in Harare in particular and other cities and towns in general.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the vending crisis in the country.
Harare has become the first council in Zimbabwe to set up a standing committee to deal with solely with issues of the ever-increasing street vendors. City Principal Communications Officer Michael Chidema says the committee chaired by Councillor Charity Bango will deal with issues relating to council on a daily basis and report to full council monthly or as and when necessary.
Mm-hmm. But of course, an update we are receiving from council is that one Janjasi Ekwazana councillor who actually chair the vending committee, just as an update. And of course, Zimbabwe, after years of an economic collapse, is now faced with a serious problem of hordes of struggling vendors, estimated at 5.7 million, who have invaded every little space in cities and towns to sell their wares. And for many Zimbabweans, Zimbabwe, or the country rather, is now a vending nation. Government, fearing social unrest, has not moved in to address the vending crisis. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tutauti tinge tichitarisa ne nyaya. Yevan variku tengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa muguta reHarare nemamwewo maguta emunyika. Vamwe varikuti izvi zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti zviri kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana mabasa. Nekudaro hapana chakaipa, uyewo makambani mazhinji ari kuramba achivharwa, vanhu havasina kwekuenda. Pane kuti vanhu vabe vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavo mumigwagwa. Asi vamwe vane zvitoro varikuti aiwa, isi tiri kubhadharawo mitero, asi chiri kunetsa ndechekuti nyangwe pamberi pemavharanda, nyangwe pamukova, panenge paine vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu ivava vakuita kuti tisawane mari. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yekutengeswa kwezvinhu mumigwagwa. Gibbs,
yabambe zuru kandaba lingachona njani ngapa ke tina lo Blessing. Hayi, siyaqhubaqhuba nje kancane. Ye, udaba lamhlanje sixoxa ngalo yikhona kokuthi sikhangele lapho abathengisa emigwaqweni emadolobheni. Sizule ukuthi ke edolobheni leHarare council ithi abantu laba ungazani bagcwele ndawo yonke, kubesobuya ledala lephalamende lalo litsho njalo ukuthi abantu laba kungangcono besuswe. Kodwa ke bakhona abalokhu bethela izikhonkwane besithi hayi, ukuthi besuswe abantu laba kungeke kwenzakale ngoba umnotho welizwe kungani-ke ugxile endaweni ezingasizo. Xa sesikhangela-ke Blessing emadolobheni lawa, abantu abaningi abasasebenzi, abantu abaningi sikhathi sebethengisa konke nje khonokho abakutholayo. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi ikambe lina lithini ngodaba lolu. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingena ngathi sikuhlelo nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077 yenza iphindi nombolo kwaziti lisifonele kanye salifona khona ngapho ke ePlumtree khona ngapho ke eMount Darwin khona ngapho ke eMtare singakhohlwani naphela eMaswingo khona ngapho ke ngikhuluma ngePangolini phela lapho likhona khona phela okuchini kuzobuya eMakhokhoba phela lingasikhohlwa la khona ngapho eDulibadzimu ndanda azingenani kuhlelo ye asikhulumeni sizwe
I think we have our first two guests lined up, Gibbs. First, we have economist from the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Mr. Prosper Chitambara, who is the chief economist there. Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening, thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Gibbs, who is our second guest.
Our second guest is Mr. Edward Manning, who is the vice president of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. He's based in Bulawayo.
Mr. Manning, good evening.
Good evening, Gift. How are you that end in Washington?
No, we are very doing great, and thank you so much. How is the city of kings and queens?
Well, it could be better if we get our marbles right.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the city of kings is now the dying city because it was the hub of Zimbabwe's economy.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when we go to the industrial areas, we just find churches and we visit those places on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, from Mondays to Saturdays, we are on the streets here, on the verandas, corner to corner.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That summarizes it all, I guess. Maybe let's start formally with Mr. Chitambara Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chitambara, we see that there are a lot of vendors in cities and towns, and the government is not taking all that kind of action, you know, or even the local authorities. They are failing to control this. What do you think is going on?
I think what is going on is that this problem is really reflecting what has happened to our economy, the state of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our economy has undergone wrenching changes over the past 3 decades.
Mm-hmm.
We have witnessed the deindustrialization of the formal economy, the destruction of the formal economy, and we have also witnessed the preponderance of informalization. So people that have lost jobs or that are failing to find jobs in the formal are actually acting out a living or subsisting in the informal economy. And the informal economy is highly heterogeneous. It's very disorganized and it's very, very difficult to regulate. To regulate. So I think that's the problem that we have. But really, it's a reflection of the state of the economy because normally informalization is a barometer for the strength of the economy. So the higher the levels of informalization, normally the weaker the economy. So I think it's a sad development. And dealing with that obviously requires a holistic and comprehensive AI strategy. It's not just about removing these people, but it's also, more importantly, about ensuring that these people have access to a decent job. I think the idea really is to deal with the un- and underemployment that is prevailing in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Manning, if you can elaborate, I know you touched on this a bit. How is the situation like in Bulawayo?
The situation is tense.
Mm-hmm.
The government, the city council is sitting on a time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the chair, approached the city council. We called a workshop with the mayor where we highlighted the situation on the ground, that it's the only way. We need to trade where we are trading in compliance with the new constitution. There are no jobs for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And as how I look at it, I don't see us having any jobs from now until after the elections, the new elections in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the government has a plan to sort out the situation. So the mayor has granted us, he says, okay, you people can carry on, but we must work in harmony with the shops, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do, where it will be a win-win situation, where council, if they agree, they'll take $1 a day from each vendor.
Mm-hmm.
With these 1,000 people on the streets, imagine how much revenue they would have collected.
Mm-hmm.
These same people here on the streets are paying the city council rates. They are paying rent. They are paying school fees for the children. They are paying for Imperial. We are paying lights. We are paying water. I think it's the only way. Because if they do not accept what we are saying, you can rest assured an idle brain is a workshop. These very same people which you chase in the street, they'll be marking them in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen? The crime rate will rise. At a certain moment, many of our daughters and sisters and cousins are walking in the streets right now outside my flat here, selling their bodies because there are no jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the youth, particularly the youth, we got to get them employed. And one way of employing them in this bad situation is rather to get them occupied in the daytime so that they can go home and do something with the little cash they are getting. I know they're not getting much, but at least
Regatiuye kwa muri vachitambara, va Manning vataura nyaya kakosha yekuti vanhu vakanzi vabhadhare dhora rimwe chete kukanzuru zvinogona kubatsira. Vachina masa vakataurawo mazuva apera emuparamende kuti varikuda kuti vanhu havanga vachibhadhariswa mutero. Hurumende ingazvigadzirisa sei nyaya inenge iri kunetsa nekuti vanhu vanenge vasina kunyoreswa kapasi?
Handina kuzoona tsaunzi kwako kutanga ndazvinzwa kwemunzvinotetesira. Nyika dzakatowande chekutangisa chine chida kuzivikanwa kunzi vanhu ava vanga vachirejistwa nekuti zvambiso zvaramba taura vanhu vari kuita zvinhu zvakanyanyosiyana and maauthorities haana marekodz anoratidza kuti chii chavari kuita. Ndochekutangisisa saka panoda nyaya yeregistration. Chechipiri panoda nyaya support, even yatingati regulatory support, dzimwe support dzakasiyana siyana in terms of even mabylaws among my institutional sectors anosupporta sector iyoyi inoinvolva kuti maSMEs.
Mm-hmm.
Saka isekta ine potential yakakurisisa not just kunyaya dzematax but even kunyaya dzekuemploya vanhu even makaona nyika dzakaita sana Israel ma-small to medium enterprises ari kucontributa ma-40% GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Saka isekta ine potential but inoda kuregulatwa zvakanaka uye inoda kusupportwa nemaregulations ari supportive uye nemamwe ma-institutional sectors zvingakada setechnical support zvingakada seeven financial assistance kuitira kuti iwe win-win situation kwere kuti hurumende yongotaa kutekisai but pasina support yavari kuwapawo in terms of maregulations in terms of finance in terms of technical capacity nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Saka pane potential yekuti tinogona kuita leverage sector yeinformal sector iyo nekuti kugaro rakabudisika nezinsat masvondo apfuura riri kuratidza kuti 94% yeikonomi yedu yainformalize zvichireva kuti hurumende iri kukwanisa kungowana marevenues from about 6% inowe ndofomal economy. Saka pane mukana wekuti tinogona kunge tichiita tap into informalization ndokunge taparura mame urongwa hunogona kuita kuti vanhu ava vange vaine maincentive kuformaliza mabhizimusi avo uye kukwanisa kunge vachicontributa kunyaya dzematax.
Thank you so much Mr. Chitambara, please do stay on the line. Like what Mr. Chitambara is saying, he's saying statistics recently released by the government or Zimstat actually show that 94% of Zimbabwe's economy is now in what is called the informal sector. Only 6% is in the formal sector, which means that this is not a problem, but an opportunity mm-hmm. for the economy to actually grow. That is if the government is able to come up with policies that can make it possible to at least formalize this economy.
Mr. Manning, as you are the drivers of the economy, do you think that you are getting a fair deal from the government and all other stakeholders?
Well, I wouldn't say we are getting a fair deal from the government because we don't really meet them one-on-one. Though we had a meeting with the senators and the MPs 2 weeks ago, where we highlighted the challenges faced in the informal sector. Uh-huh. And they promised us if we wrote to them, they would do something about it. But when we hear these parliamentary debates, we find it's not working out. Uh-huh. So we are now working with the city council one-on-one and say, okay, in this bad situation, how can we do something better? Mm-hmm. You know, charity begins at home. If you go to Johannesburg, and I travel to Johannesburg every month, the Zimbabweans which are trading on the streets there, the number, I'm even surprised. Mm-hmm. How many people greet me and say, yes, comrade, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing it in South Africa. It's maybe about in Joburg alone. There must be a million vendors. How many of those people on the street come from here, from Ligazi, from Makokoba, or from Tolocho, or from Samsi? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the government should practice what they preach. They wrote the Constitution, right? And in the Constitution, it highlights certain things like people should work where they are working, and these are our rights. There are no jobs.
Mm.
We in Chichia are just trying to help government, but we are worried that government really appreciate what the effort we are trying to do. And do they appreciate what we're doing?
Mm. Thank you very much, Mr. Manning, and stay on the line. I think we're joined by the third guest that we've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is Mr. Thabang Nare. Mr. Thabang Nare is a social commentator, and he works with some vendors groups. Mr. Nare, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, kids, and good evening to the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Starting in Sintu Vele, Usanu Ngena Konapo. Ungatini ngeotaba lolu, lomantoba tengises talatini. Kambe ngasukangele kuhlupa kanganani emadolobheni la.
Ye utaba lolu luhambelana lo mumo welizwe luhambelana lokuthi economy yethu ithwele kanzima, akula muntu obuya le mali efela kwamanye amazwe. LamaZimbabwe naku diaspora layo athikaza ukuthi efake imali yawo ukuthi ama industries eZimbabwe asebenze. Ngakho-ke abantu abalamisebenzi ekuseleni kwabo imisebenzi sebengene ezitaladeni zemadolobheni ukuthi bethengise okuncane abangakuthengisa whether ngama-vegetables or bathengise impahla abangakuthengisa ukuthi at least umuntu nxa ilanga litshona ehambe ngekhaya ethwele okuyimadlanyana angathi ngakho isinkwa lochaza.
Kodwa kuza phela ngani kambe abantu bonke bangabe lokho bethengisa khonapho akusuze kuhlupe khonokho?
Into ekhona nje ukuthi uMinister of Finance uthishilo eVictoria Falls, I think kulamadika amabili edlule, ukuthi informal sector kukhula kwayo kuyi-symptom yokuthi i-economy ayikho kahle. So as long as i-economy ingekho kahle, sizaba ne-problem yokuthi i-informal sector ama-vendors abe lokhu isandla. Kodwa thina nje siyakhuthaza ukuthi laba abakhokhela ama-vendors, labasebenza lama-vendors, labakhulumisane nama-city council, bebone indlela yokuthi abantu bengathengisela ezindaweni ezingaphambuli umthetho kodwa kumele abantu bethole indawo zokuthengisa lapho abangaphila khona. ngapha sisalungisisa i-economy yelizwe. Khathi ukuthi uhulumende phangise ukuthi enze izinto, ama-policies etshintshe okutshintshwayo ukwenzela ukuthi ama-investors engene masinyane elizweni. Xa singasolovanga i-problem ye-economy, then abantu bazabe bedubeka.
Yes, I was a cool babanari. You know, the kind of situation that is prevailing in Zimbabwe is a reflection of the poor state of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So he says there are no jobs, so people should actually try to, maybe the vendors, leaders, try to talk to council officials so that they can operate in designated places.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about vending. Is it a problem or an opportunity for the government? Of course, many might complain that it's a crisis. Vendors are a menace. But some economists, like Mr. Chitambara, is saying, yeah, the government can actually benefit from the vendors, because I think this is the reality that Zimbabwe must now accept.
Definitely.
Yeah, and policies must actually be implemented by government that can try to make sure that it at least leverages something from this informal economy. Regatende kumtere rodo kutanga mukoma Howard Magadi. Aiwa isu tiripo murukuona sei nyaya iri mudariro.
Andina mashoko akawanda kutaura blessing. Just to tell me, there's nothing that you can't much a mutatumbo farm to be done. Could that farm, but you know, you can't imagine the real town there, the farm, but you just tumble into a window shopping. And there's nothing like that now, you know. There's no way to step to put your foot on. It is made less so difficult. Kunyanya can also chair a motor car. You have no way to park your car. That has made life so difficult, especially around the things you
are. So what should be done?
Well, I don't know. But the situation in the whole country, I don't know what should be done. I cannot say anything.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Ngoma Howard. I want to note in the school. Of course, we also have messages on WhatsApp, Gibbs. We have Farai Manyere. Arguti, dai urumende zaru PF ya visa. Umbibidoga wayo. We kutora 51%. Uye, dai ya zorera. Vanvaneru zivo. Neku shandisa maprazi. Vanogona kurima. Ndunda kuti mabasa anga wande. Zekuti, zekutengesa na migwagwa. Zunopera. So kuti mabasa anenge owanikwa. Then Dube writes, it's been hectic. I'm employed by NRZ, National Railways of Zimbabwe, but things have not been rosy for the past 12 months. We have had no salary. As it is, I'm struggling to make ends meet. Please, can you discuss NRZ issue? I feel it's a national disaster. I think that's a challenge. I think we should address that. And then we have Joseph Chiturumana in Chipinge, who writes, it's hard to tell the truth. I can't really explain everything. It's difficult in this country. Gulliver says, vending in urban centers has reached alarming levels. Councils should be taken to task to rectify the situation, because they need votes in 2018. They will not do anything. Ishmael says, the country will be always poor if we don't allow the whites to come in. Let's just forget about the history. It was then, now is now. And we have to look to the future. Just look at South Africa. It's way developed just because of whites. And if we allow whites, many of the industries will be open. Let's just do what is best for us. Gamba says, very tough life about to go where xenophobia is taking place. No alternative. I presume that is South Africa.
Yes. Now, let's come back to you, Mr. Chitambara. Let's talk about policies, maybe that can be crafted by government in order to enhance, you know, the operation needs of vendors. What can be done so that all stakeholders can benefit?
I mean, there are many things that need to be done. For example, the issue of creating a conducive, ideal places for these guys to really operate from. I think we need to create infrastructure that is suited and customized for these guys, and also places even where it's convenient for them to do business. Well, the other thing is that they are trying to come after clients or to come where the clients are in the city centers. So I think first and foremost, what needs to be done is to make sure that we create an enabling infrastructure base for these guys to be able to actually do their business from. Then we also need to create a supportive regulatory infrastructure. But when you look at some of our bylaws, they are actually anti-SMEs to a very, very great extent. Because these are bylaws that were probably designed, most of them actually were designed during the colonial period. So I think we need to look at, number one, the physical infrastructure aspect, and also, number two, the legal and institutional infrastructure. But again, also, this whole thing is also symptomatic of, you know, like when you take, for example, most of our cities, we haven't really decentralized development to smaller towns, to smaller areas, even to the rural areas. So I think it's also an onus on central government to also invest in smaller towns, to invest in other areas, new towns, create new towns, so that people don't just come, or the people don't just come to Harare or to Bulawayo or to Ntaro or to Gweru, but we actually create other economic centers in smaller towns based on the availability of natural resources, and then we exploit economic activities across the value chain. For example, when you take areas like Chiazwa or areas where there are minerals, we try across the mineral value chain in those areas. So I think it's a challenge for us to change our development model towards economic decentralization.
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mtereri, mkoma Pikenzi, makadi kuzaka wako?
Kuna kuzaka kuna simba chayo, makadi kuzaka wako.
Aiwa, tizungu daro zwe mtu wa kumuaka oma kumemunyoro. Ilo dambu zikore kutenge samu kwa gwariri kwa hiri kuzaka kana utimurutu wa tiziru wa kwa harari ni kumblawa.
Apana kuzisiri mzo mwuru kutawari. Iza nzia zara na Zimbabwe. Nika Zimbabwe. Ine wana waka zarwa. Wasinka nipita zen mbuga mpopoto. Wano zama nipo wano gona napo kuti. Dai wakwanisa. Kuita zineta kutuwararame, pasina kujinyira umwe, pasina kundi. Zisi nene za wanda wanda zikitikezi. Faanwezi mbapu wangu sama zao. It is a blessed message in you, let me say so. Because, ukatari ya za wangu za mwagida. Awa nene za wanda, wangu panga kutuwa panta kura rama. Pasina hundu, pasina zakaipa za wangu panta hundu wa kita.
Tichi tarisa o, vamo wariku kununguna kutimu Harare. Vanenge vati wandisei semaone renyu panga itwe sei matiwo yenyu idambudziko
kana iri nyaya yekuwandisa hapana zvinokwanisa kuti zviitwe zvakanyanya nyanya kuse kuti ivo vanhu vacho pachavo chavo chavo mukavapa mukana vanokwanisa kuzoorganiza pachavo zvokuti zvavanotaura zvokuti hai ngavadzingirirwe muchaona kuti mabukusha ekoko mabasa kurimo muzimbabwe kunobva kwawedzera zvakawanda muchaona maevil things achitaaiamkoma
Pickens imbobata yenyu nhare yenyu tiri kudzoka futi kwamuri timbotora kabreak Mr Nare and also Mr Manning and Mr Chitambara, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. We are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.